Under the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida, on the air and online. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.
And I'm Dan Gretsch. Up next, original fiction by Miami writer Jeremy Glazer.
It's called They Always Leave.
You want to say you and Tanya broke up because she smoked too much? Or because she was on Facebook all night? Or because her apartment was a complete mess? But those are all excuses. Just like every other relationship you've had in Miami, it ended because she moved away. Every city has its limiting factors. In New York, after college, it was all about apartments. You'd probably be married to Laura today if your sublet in her building, where you met on the elevator, hadn't run out. You couldn't talk about moving in with her after 2 months, so you ended up in Brooklyn, a subway change and 40 minutes away, and it was over. And Rita loved you, but not as much as she loved her rent-controlled studio in the East Village. It wasn't big enough for two. Here in Miami, though, it's not a real estate problem. Here, the good ones always leave. Sure, there are some lifers. They're the kind of women who take chaperones on first dates, or who live with their parents until they're married, or who don't like men without at least a Mercedes or a Lexus. That's not you. But the girl on the bus, she's different. You can tell. She gets on downtown a stop after you. She sits in front of you and starts to read Harper's. She's even got her real boobs. You must not be from here, you say bravely, motioning to her magazine. She smiles and shakes her head. 3 months, she says. I guess you're a native then. Now it's your turn to smile and nod. And then she asks, what should I know about this place?